This week, the Earth arrives at that place in its orbital path that is furthest away from the Sun. This is called its aphelion, and it will happen on Friday, even though it seems like a complete contradiction that the Earth is furthest away from the Sun during the Northern Hemisphere summer. But that's how it is. I'm Mary Stewart Adams, and this is the Storyteller's Night Sky. Now, while we're at aphelion, the planet Mars is coming to the opposite place in its orbit, which will bring it closest to the Sun. This is called its perihelion, and it will happen later this month. So with Earth furthest away from the Sun and Mars closest in, what happens is that the Earth and Mars are relatively close together, almost as close as they can ever be. So here we have Earth and Mars on one side of the zodiac of stars, with Earth far away from the Sun and Mars moving in as close as it can get. Then we look in the opposite direction, where we find the Sun in the company of Venus, goddess of love and beauty. She's also the beloved of Mars. Now, what if we imagine that during such a configuration of planets, we here on the Earth are actually standing in the path of longing between these ancient lovers, Mars and Venus? And what's more, because we're closest to Mars this month, it seems that our companion in the relationship is the warrior, not the goddess. So how might we bear the message of his unmet desire for his beloved to Venus across the heavens? I like to think the best thing is poetry in the starlight. And to help us out, here's a fragment of a poem from the 16th century poet and dramatist Christopher Marlowe, the passionate shepherd to his love. Come live with me and be my love, and we will all the pleasures prove that valleys, groves, hills and fields, woods or steep mountain yields, and we will sit upon the rocks, seeing the shepherds feed their flocks by shallow rivers, to whose falls melodious birds sing madrigals, and I will make thee beds of roses and 1,000 fragrant posies. From Harbor Springs, I'm Mary Stewart Adams.